I'm Kari Anderson with VPR News. State officials say they're hopeful that a new healthcare payment system can be in place at the beginning of next year. The proposal is designed to reimburse providers to keep their patients healthy and to encourage the expansion of primary care practices. VPR's Bob Kinzel reports.
It's known as the all-payer system, and it represents a dramatic change in the way that healthcare is paid for in Vermont. Currently, under the fee-for-service system, providers are paid for every office visit, procedure, or test that's done. Under all-payer, providers would receive a set amount of money each month based on the number of patients they have, and they would be encouraged to work with their patients on prevention programs. Al Gobay is the chairman of the Green Mountain Care Board, a group that oversees virtually all aspects of healthcare in Vermont. He argues that fee-for-service might have worked in the past, but he says it's now an outdated payment system.
Today, the world is very different. 86% of healthcare spending is currently spent on chronic conditions in the United States, and that changes the whole game, meaning folks have something in their personal health that requires constant monitoring and constant intervention from the healthcare system.
Gobay says the state's healthcare system is unsustainable financially unless steps are taken to proactively reduce chronic illness in Vermont.
Whenever anything goes wrong, they end up basically in an emergency room. And, that's not the best way to care for them. And so the idea behind this is if we can get the incentives right in healthcare, that we can incent doctors to take care of people before they need those interventions.
Gobay says the all-payer model needs the support of physicians and the state's hospitals to be successful. B. Grouse, the executive director of the Vermont Association of Hospitals and Health Systems, says her members are taking a close look.
How are they going to determine whether or not they will provide access? How will the delivery of care be reorganized? You know, what's the impact on their physicians, their nursing community? So there are a lot of different questions that each hospital has to consider, and every hospital is different.
Gobay acknowledges that getting that support is now more difficult because of the poor performance of Vermont Health Connect, the state's healthcare exchange.
It's a factor that has affected other things that government wants to do that don't have to do with healthcare. It's a big deal, and I'm not going to shrink from that. But I'll also say that it's a really big deal how much healthcare costs families today. And I don't think we should stop moving forward.
Gobay hopes to spend the next few months encouraging healthcare providers across the state to consider this new payment system. But if a lot of them don't like it, he's prepared to drop it. He says the federal government also needs to sign off on this new payment system, and he hopes to receive federal approval by the spring. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.